John chapter number 3, verse number 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. I want to, by the help of the Lord this evening, talk to you about the three times Nicodemus is mentioned. The entry of Nicodemus, three times his life has been brought before us. Now, I want us to look at Nicodemus's life. These three different sentences, all right here in John, where Nicodemus's life takes steps toward salvation, toward Christ, toward coming to know the Lord. And that's what I want us to look at, the steps of Nicodemus coming to the Lord. Three times in John that God allows us to see him come onto the scene. There was a man of the Pharisee. Tells us a lot about him right there. This man of the Pharisee. Now, they had one thing right in that day that they did not change. It wasn't the women that were the rulers of the Jews. It was the men. It wasn't women that was running the temple that were the teachers. It was the men. And this was a master of Israel. Jesus had even said that to him. You know, he asked him, you know, are you not a master of Israel and know not these things? And that's in verse 10. Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? The things that our Lord was showing to him. Nicodemus is a religious man. He is a Pharisee. He's got a certain set of beliefs. He is a master in Israel. He is following the Old Testament teaching. He believes in a resurrection. He believes in the coming Messiah. He believes in angels. He believes the Bible. He's a Bible believer. And so he's on the right path as far as being a religious man. He wasn't a Sadducee. I think Nicodemus was a man after the truth. A man wanted to seek the truth. That wanted to know the truth. He did come to Jesus by night. That lets me know, listen, there's nothing in this that would say that Nicodemus knew the Lord right here. He absolutely didn't. He absolutely was not familiar with the Lord. He was not saved. He was just a religious man. Knew a lot about the Bible, but wasn't saved. And he came to Jesus by night. And so he said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. He makes a confession right here. He's taken the first step of seeing that Jesus came from God. He's a teacher come from God, but that he came from God. He had confidence in what Jesus was preaching to him. And for you to get saved, you've got to believe what you're hearing is God's word. That man is preaching you the Bible. That he's a teacher come from God. There's a lot of people that won't get saved because they don't respect the church. They don't respect the man of God. But Nicodemus had a respect for the Lord. And he talks of Christ's works. He talks of his miracles. He even testifies of the fact when he came to him. Now we know thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles. No man can do these miracles. This was not a show. He knew it was not a show. No man can do these miracles. Except God be with him. There's a mouthful of confession right there. God is with him. I think he already knew that. That's why he came. He wanted to know, who is this man that's got God with him? That's the question you ought to start asking. Who is this man that's got God with him? This man called Jesus. This miracle worker. This one that's changed many lepers' lives. That's fed many that were hungry. Amen. That's done many things for many people. I believe Nicodemus has seen some people get saved. Seen some people get help from the Lord. I mean, seen some things, and he knew no man could do these miracles unless God's with him. This is not just any ordinary man right here. That's what he's saying. This is not any ordinary man. And so Nicodemus saith unto him, when Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee. Now I want you to notice where Jesus takes him. Straight to the new birth. Not the miracles, but to the new birth. Do you know why? It's because that everything that Jesus was doing, whether it was opening blind eyes, whether it was healing sick people, whether it was feeding the 5,000 or raising the dead, his main purpose was a spiritual purpose. It wasn't just to fill their bellies. It was to change their lives. Amen. He's in the life-changing business. Amen. He didn't just come to that woman caught in adultery just to get her to stop committing adultery. He's in the life-changing business. He said, go and sin no more. Life-changing. Life-changing business. That's what our Lord's in. And so he tells Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again. Nicodemus, this is you. This is anybody else. This is the one exception. If you're not born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, you could watch me do miracles. You can confess that no man could do these things except God's with him. You can make that statement. You can realize I'm a teacher. I'm a prophet from God. But if you're not born again, if you're not changed, you're not going to see God. You know a lot of things. You know a lot of things about church. Know a lot of things about the Bible. Know a lot of things about Jesus. You know a lot of things. And you're not going to go to heaven. Why? You've got to be born again. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So here Nicodemus is. He's in his sinner state. Christ is opening his eyes that he is a sinner, that he needs to be saved. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now, I don't think that Nicodemus was mocking Christ when he made this statement. It's the only kind of birth he knew about was the natural. I mean, the natural man cannot receive the spiritual things of God. They're foolishness to him. What's he meant, born again? Can a man go into his mother's womb to say, I mean, what's he talking about, born again? There's nothing in the Old Testament that talks about being born again. That language is not there. You may see and hear salvation through other words, and faith in the word faith in trust, faith in hope, in saved and delivered, and all that you can see salvation. But born again, that's a different phrase. The spiritual action that takes place when somebody is made a new creature, it goes beyond, listen, it's beyond being a ruler of the Jew. It's beyond being just a Pharisee. It's being a child of God. It's being, listen, no doubt he was dedicated and ordained and went through everything he had to go through to be a master of Israel, a ruler of the Jew, a Pharisee. Are you hearing me? That's just earthly, fleshly. This was spiritual. Born again. He wanted to know, can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? That was his inquisition to what are you talking about, born again? Explain born again to me. That's what that meant. Can you explain born again to me? How does it happen? What happens? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water. Now we're getting somewhere. And of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So this is not a fleshly thing. This is a spiritual thing. Born of water. He's probably thinking baptism. And born of the Spirit. the Spirit of God. And so that's probably what he's thinking. He may have been thinking of John's baptism. That, you know, he'd be baptized in water and then the Spirit of God would come upon him. He knew about the Spirit of the Lord. David spoke of the Spirit of the Lord. The prophets spoke of the Spirit of the Lord. And so he knew that he'd be born of the Spirit. The Spirit would birth him. He's hearing this for the first time. But you and I know that the water, listen, it's not liquid water. Because that is physical, not spiritual. That's physical. It's fleshly, if you want to say that, earthly. It's not spiritual. And so he said, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. And then he gives them this, the wind bloweth. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. He's giving to him something about the spiritual life. He's giving to him a spiritual message. He's talking about nature's mysteries, the wind blowing. You can hear the sound, but you can't see it. You can't tell which direction it's gone. Are you listening to me? And he said, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. He's talking about, his human ignorance. Again, that natural man cannot receive the things of God. And he's speaking of a great mystery. Speaking of the greatest mystery. Listen, that's in the Bible. The new birth. Being born again. Amen. The church is one great mystery too. Amen. Saved people by the grace of God. Born again. Into the kingdom of God. And here he is, a master of Israel. He's an ignorant Jew on this night. He's spiritually blind. And so Nicodemus answered and said, how can these things be? How? He's still, how? He's in that phrase, he doesn't understand. Doesn't understand salvation. He's hearing about salvation, but he doesn't understand it altogether. He's hearing from the Master himself, and he's throwing out questions. Question after question. How can this be? How can this happen? How can a man be born again? Can he enter into his mother's womb? How can this be? That the Spirit would blow on a man like the wind. How can this be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? There are great pictures in the Bible, in the Old Testament, that were just like signs in a roadway. That could let those men know the things that God was going to do. Some things very bluntly, but some things just like a great sign, a great spiritual sign. The things that God did through prophets, things that God did in Israel. Are you listening to me? All these things that God did through other nations. And he said, you can't see this, Nicodemus. And verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. See, Jesus is saying, I know what I'm talking about. But you don't know what I'm talking about. you don't understand our witness. So there he is. Dull. Are you listening to me? And cannot come to the Lord. He's hearing truth, but he's still blind. Cannot come to the Lord. That's what you see in Nicodemus right here. And the Lord goes on this great, great excerpt revealing to him what he's talking about. John 3:12-21. 3:16, everybody knows that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him. See, he's hearing it just as plain as day. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And if I, he's recognizing, he's telling him, I'm the one. If I be lifted up. Listen, there is no confusion about who the Savior is. No confusion about whose message this is. Who's dying for who. Amen. And who God loved enough to give us his Son. So there you find him in his introduction to the Lord. Then you'll find him over in John 7. You'll find him in John 7. There's a disbelief of Jesus' earthly brothers. And the Jews, they marvel at the Lord's teaching, all that's happening around them. And there's a division among the people about who he is or who he's not. And, you know, the Pharisees in verse 32 heard that the people murmured such things concerning him. And the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Yeah, you see, Nicodemus is among those Pharisees and priests. They come on down in verse 46 for sake of time. I'm going to read some back here in just a minute. The officers answered, "Never a man spake like this man." They asked, "Why have you not brought him?" "Never a man spake like this man." I bet, listen, it don't say it, but I'm wondering if Nicodemus ain't in his heart saying, "You got that right." Yeah. "Never a man spake like this man." And then answered them the Pharisees, "Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him?" Now, if Nicodemus has believed yet, it's not been revealed. They don't know it. They don't know it. If he has believed what he heard in John 3, nobody else knows about it. So there he is. He's in this place. We've got to find out what's happening to him. In verse 26, below he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing to him. They're talking about Jesus, the people. And they say, do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? That's how most of the people's thinking. Howbeit we know this man whence he is. But when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. I've often wondered about that, Brother Mike. Why would they say that? Is there anything in the Old Testament that says you're not going to know where the Savior comes from? No, it tells you the family he's coming from. It tells you the scepter's not going to depart from Shiloh. Amen. Are you listening? I mean, it tells you everything about where he comes from. But they've got it in their mind. No man knoweth whence he is. It may have been another one of these teachings of the Pharisees. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught. There he is up in the temple. They're debating who he is. And he said, "You both know me, and you know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom you know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me." Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because why? His hour was not yet come. It wasn't his fullness of time for him to be crucified. Amen? It was not Christ's hour. He was still in divine control. You remember that in the next time the devil says, "You're fixing to leave here." You remember who's in divine control. Amen. They wanted to snatch him up many times and kill him and couldn't do it. Why? Because God's in control. Amen. You go on down, Jesus preaches to them that he's the water of life. He says in verse 37, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Reckon Nicodemus knows that which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of spirit is spirit. He heard Jesus say that. I didn't read it, but that was right down in there. And you know, you've got to be born of water and of the Spirit. Now, if you're born, you believe on me, out of his belly is going to flow rivers of living water. Out of his belly, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, the water of life. You and I, born again, are as spirit-filled believers. Channels for whom the water to run through. You know what a channel is, don't you? Just like a riverbed. Place where the water can... That's what you and I are inside. A channel for the water to run through. Just to flow out of. But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they had heard this saying, said, "Of a truth, this is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and of out of the town of Bethlehem where David was?" Yeah, it says that. Did they not know that's where he was born? He just because he lived in Galilee doesn't mean he couldn't be born in Bethlehem. And he was. He came out of Bethlehem. Just like God said he would. But here they are. You know what's going on? Look at it some more. Others said, "This is the Christ. Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was?" So there was a division among the people because of him. You know what the division was? It was from lack of scriptural knowledge. Amen. Lack of scriptural knowledge and lack of personal knowledge. They didn't know his person. They thought they did. "He's from Galilee." Somebody ought to have stood up and said, "That's just where he lives. He's from Bethlehem. Somebody that had personal knowledge. You got to have some personal knowledge about Christ to tell people about. Nicodemus didn't have it still. No man laid hands on him. Verse 44. Verse 45. Then came the officers to the chief priest and the Pharisees. They said to him, "Why have you not brought him?" Never a man spake like this man. Verse 46. Verse 47. Then answered them the Pharisees, "Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed." And they're as ignorant as they are. Nicodemus, here he shows up. Nicodemus saith unto them, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, "Doth our law judge any man before he hear him and know what he doeth?" Now, it looks like possible secret discipleship. I don't know if he's a disciple yet still, but I'll tell you what he is. He's a man looking for the truth. And he's not going to let religion and hate and blindness keep him from the truth. Amen. He's not going to let these men and their beliefs keep him from the truth. Wait a minute. Doesn't our law say something about this? That the law of God that we pride ourselves in, that we're masters of, does not the law say that we should hear him before we judge him? They answered and said unto him, "Art thou also of Galilee?" And they're not interested. "And look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet." And every man went unto his own house. They were satisfied to look at half the truth and make their determination. There are whole religions that don't see Christ for who he is. And they're not going to. He's from Galilee. There's no prophet comes out of Galilee. They're ignorant of Christ. They're ignorant of Jesus. They're ignorant of Jesus. But it looks like Nicodemus is on his way. He's defending our Lord's position now. The last one, you see him, I'm hurrying. John chapter 19. I wished I had more time. Jesus dies on the cross. He's crucified at Golgotha. John 19. One of the most heartbreaking chapters in the Bible. Our Lord giving his life a ransom for you and I. Bows his head and gives up the ghost in verse 30. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation in verse 31, that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day. For that Sabbath day was an high day. Besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first. And that's because they were alive. They needed them to hurry and die. It wasn't going to take them off the cross till they died. And that was a way of getting them to die fast. They break the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they break not his legs. And you know why? Because the Bible said not a bone was broken. That's Old Testament prophecy. But one of the soldiers that pierced with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith there came out blood and water. And he saw it bear a record, and his record is true. He knoweth that he saith true, that you might believe. It talks about that scripture, not a bone broken, in verse 36. And that they looked on him whom they pierced, in verse 37. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly. You see, there were secret disciples all through Jerusalem. And it's because the Jews, if they found that they were disciples of the Lord, that's why his disciples fled. They were going to be killed if they caught them with him. So here he is, Joseph of Arimathea, a disciple of Jesus, secretly, for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him leave. He therefore came and took the body of Jesus. So Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night. This is not another Nicodemus, this is the one. And brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. 100 pounds of myrrh and aloe. You know what he's coming to do? He's coming to worship the Lord and dress his body for his burial. That much ointment and aloe, he come to embalm our Lord. And it's the way of saying that he is worshiping him. He has now received Christ fully into his life. Then took they the body of Jesus. He's now with this other disciple. And wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus. Therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. He came. When it was all over. Came for that body. Joseph had already secured his body. Here he's got the ointment. And they take it together. I really believe this man found saving grace in the death of Christ, in the words of Christ, that he was who he said he was. This man is changed by the power of the life of Christ and his death has so affected him. Are you listening to me? That he does what he does right here in worship of the Lord. You don't hear nothing else out of this man. But there you look at those three phases of his life. It's just like that of many sinners. some miss it. He could have missed it. He was a rich young ruler, missed it. I'm glad this religious Pharisee, religious, but not saved. I'm glad he gave his heart to the Lord. I'm glad he found salvation. Amen. I want you to stand.